World Cancer Day.
My name is Jill Al-Kadimi. I'm a liver nurse advisor at the British Liver Trust. One in three of us are actually at risk of liver disease, and we have the highest liver mortality rate in Western Europe. I'm going to be talking about primary liver cancer. So this is one that has arisen in the liver cells themselves, rather than a secondary liver cancer which has spread from a different organ. And the most common primary liver cancer that we come across on our helpline is called hepatocellular carcinoma, or HCC for short. The number of people who die from liver cancer is rising compared to most types of cancer in the UK, as I said. And it has, unfortunately, one of the lowest survival rates due to very late diagnosis. Only 3 out of 10 people will get a diagnosis early enough for potential curative treatment options. This type of cancer most commonly arises on the background of significant scarring of the liver, cirrhosis. And this is also, unfortunately, something which is often diagnosed at a late stage. You might wonder why people don't realise that they have liver disease. Well, the liver is remarkably robust and it's very good at hiding what is going on up to a point, and can still function on a relatively small volume of good liver cells. Symptoms are vague and may be put down to other causes. Typical symptoms are, I just feel more tired, my tummy's a bit bloated, not really, haven't got a good appetite. Liver cancer itself has no obvious symptoms until its late stage as well. And this is why it often has a very late diagnosis. The later it is diagnosed, the less chance there is of an effective treatment option. The British Liver Trust is bringing liver disease and liver cancer up the political agenda. We campaign on behalf of people affected by liver disease and liver cancer. So, for example, we have campaigns to reduce stigma, which is often something which prevents people from going to their doctors in the first place. Campaigns to drive up standards of care and consistency in care across the nations, and to try and achieve policy change. I am one of the nurse advisors on our free telephone helpline. And what we try to do is to talk to people that call us who are affected by liver disease and liver cancer. And it may be the person themselves that's got the liver cancer. It might be a family member, it might be carers or just friends. And we offer support by listening. Often something that the people that call us say is the most important thing, that somebody's got time to listen to them. We give guidance and we're able to signpost them to information on our website. We actually have a wonderful website, and part of this website is the Liver Cancer UK website, which is dedicated to giving support, information and guidance to anyone affected by liver cancer. The web address for the Liver Cancer UK is www.livercanceruk.org.
World Cancer Day.